With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Wall Street is soaring this morning following an upbeat retail sales report. Sales jumped 1% from June to July after having declined slightly the previous month. Embracing what he calls an ambitious goal, former President Trump says that a second Trump term would strive to cut energy prices in half. Mr. Trump focusing on the economy during a rally in Asheville, North Carolina, the former president predicting victory in November.
We're going to defeat Kamala Harris. We're going to win back the White House in a historic landslide, and we're going to take back our country. We're going to take it back.
Also at SRNnews.com, a powerful storm leaves its mark on Puerto Rico.
Hurricane Ernesto pounded Puerto Rico on Wednesday, leaving more than 640,000 homes and businesses without electricity and more than 300,000 homes and businesses without water because of the power outages. Ernesto Morales of the Puerto Rico National Weather Service says they've identified 222 structures that were damaged, but they haven't found any catastrophic situations so far that will be hard to repair. Hurricane specialist Larry Kelly of the National Hurricane Center in Miami says Ernesto is headed to Bermuda. I'm Donna Water.
It's a court victory for pro-lifers in the Southwest.
An informational pamphlet for Arizona voters who will decide this November whether to guarantee a right to an abortion can refer to a fetus as an unborn human being. The Arizona Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that those words favored by GOP lawmakers could be used in the pamphlet.
And that's correspondent Keith Peters reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 509 points, gain of well over 1%. The Nasdaq, 229 points higher, and the S&P is up 61 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is causing a new problem in British healthcare.
X-ray operators in the UK's National Health Service have been instructed to ask men if they are pregnant before conducting scans. This has reportedly prompted some angry men to storm out rather than get their x-rays. The trouble all began when a woman who is living as a man received an x-ray while pregnant, something that isn't good for the unborn baby. Some critics say transgenderism is imperiling the entire British healthcare system. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A former Cornell University student has been sentenced to 21 months in prison for posting violent, threatening statements against Jewish people on campus. Patrick Day was accused by federal officials of posting vows to shoot and stab Jewish people on a Greek Life forum. The threats came shortly after Hamas carried out its deadly attack on Israel in October of last year. Day pleaded guilty. In addition to the prison sentence, he'll receive 3 years supervised release. SRN News. A life is saved in a heroic rescue involving a police officer and a couple of courageous bystanders.
Newly available video shows police in southeast Texas making a dramatic water rescue of a woman whose vehicle was almost completely submerged in a pond after she suffered a seizure. Janquetta Winbush's two children did manage to get out. Her son ran to get help from patrolman Charles Cobb, who was nearby monitoring traffic.
She's having a fever. She's sunk.
Oh, come on, hop in. I'll bring you over there.
Cobb jumped in to try to rescue her.
Is somebody in there?
Two workers from a local plant also jumped in to help.
Here.
The group pulled the woman to shore, and Officer Cobb then revived her using chest compressions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And watching Wall Street, the Dow now up 418 points. More details at SRNnews.com.